She's not at home. She's not in her office.
You don't suppose that baby's being born a week early?
Hi, guys. Be ready in a minute.
Hey, Sullivan, where the heck have you been? We haven't heard from you in over 3 hours.
Yeah, do you have any idea what can happen in that time?
Well, you can play Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosie approximately 67 times.
She could have gone into labor and had the baby.
I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
Guys, I appreciate your concern, but I'm perfectly fine.
Are you sure it's a good idea for you to be here working?
Harry, all you have to do is stand up there and present my client's defense.
Right. In primitive cultures, women would work in the fields all day, and then when the time came, they'd just take a five and squat.
Do me a favor. Don't squat behind my table, okay?
All right, Miss Sullivan, if you're not worried, we're not. We won't offer any more help unless you ask for it.
Thank you, sir.
Let's get that first case fired up, huh, Max? Oh! All right, people, this is it!
What the?
Attention! Clear the aisles and commence Operation Stork immediately!
Dr. Drago's office? Yeah, calling for Christine Sullivan. She's on her way to the hospital.
No, no, really, please, come on, come on. Sheesh! I knew you guys would overreact, but please, there were cooler heads at the Ayatollah's funeral.
Hey, it was just a way to get you to the hospital quickly, a simple, rational plan.
Chopper one to Stone, Chopper one to Stone. We're ready, over.
Stone to Chopper one. False alarm. Over.
Practicing for my art class. What do you think?
Nice. Very nice.
Yes. What is it?
Don't tell me you don't recognize the back of your own head.
Oh, of course. Wow, that's terrific.
Well, go on. Don't let me keep you from your work.
Yeah, buddy. I do have some cases I have to review before lunch. Bye-bye.
We'll catch you later.
Okie doke.
Hi, buddy.
Is it my imagination, or is Christine developing a beer gut?
I hope not. She's pregnant.
Really? How did that happen?
Well, you know how a bee carries pollen on its legs to fertilize a flower? That's kind of what Christine and her husband Tony did.
That sounds complicated. Why didn't they just have sex?
Well, maybe they did that, too. Then afterwards, Tony flew down to South America. He doesn't even know Christine's pregnant.
I'm still trying to figure out how he got the pollen to stick to his legs.
Come on, Christine, admit it. Bet you right now you wish you were having this kid the old-fashioned way. Out cold in the stirrups.
Actually, Dan, I want to be awake and alert throughout the whole thing. In fact, I finally picked my birthing music. It's called Songs of the Humpback Whale.
Bull, are you all right? Bull?
Remind me, I have to call Mom.
Well, Christine, sounds like you're well prepared. Nothing like a little whale music to take your mind off the fact that you're passing a bowling ball.
Well, Dan, I don't know what to say. Besides, I am not afraid of a little pain.
Well, whatever you say, Christine.
Ah, the love theme from Psycho.
No. It's just all of a sudden my stomach felt like it was being gripped in a vise.
Oh my God!
I'll get the doctor.
I'll get her luggage. I'll get the wheelchair.
Buddy, could you walk me to the elevator? I think I'm a little further along than I thought.
How can you be so sure?
Yes, Senator, I agree there is an overcrowding problem, but I...
Goodbye.
Yeah, this better be real important.
Christine's having her baby. She had a contraction. We gotta go right now.
Well, just settle down, Mac. There's nothing to get excited about.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We've practiced many times. Let's just go get her.
She's waiting in the cafeteria.
The cafeteria? We never practiced the cafeteria!
Say, that's a clean shave.
Excuse me, if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk to strangers in elevators, okay?
Looks like we hit some turbulence.
Turbulence? What are you talking about? She hit the stop button.
Well, I'll just have to pull it out.
Look what you did. Now we're stuck.
Puppy, the phone.
Oh, my God. Is that?
No. I made the same mistake. It's not a beer gut. She's having a baby.
Clear the way, folks. Clear the way. This is an emergency.
You'll have to wait. There's some pregnant woman stuck in the elevator.
That means Christine had to take the stairs.
That head of yours is filled with that little styrofoam popcorn, isn't it?
Come on, Bull. Let me get these doors open.
No offense, Your Honor, but I don't think these twigs are going to be much help.
Miss Sullivan, are you in pain?
Yes, I'm having a baby.
We can't have it in there.
That's what I've been trying to tell her.
Who are you?
I'm Alexander Tobin, and I'm being held against my will by a pregnant woman and a lunatic.
Buddy?
Hi, son. Don't worry about us. We're having a ball.
Oh.
Whoops.
What happened?
You remember what it was like when I accidentally drained your aquarium?
Sounds like Christine's water broke.
Oh, my God. Now you ruined my hush puppies.
I don't know how much time we have. Go see if you can find a doctor anywhere in the building.
Right.
And, Roz, you go find somebody that can fix this elevator.
Uh-uh. Christine needs me. I'm her Lamaze coach, remember?
I'll go. But promise me you'll tell me if she uses any four-letter words.
Why, Christine? Now I want you to take a deep breath.
Hey, move. Harry, I got him. There's the elevator guy.
Boy, are we glad to see you.
Oh, thanks. You know, engineers aren't often appreciated. I mean, people are just used to stepping in the elevator, pushing a button.
Shut up!
There's a woman stuck in that elevator, and she's having a baby.
Ah, well. Yeah, let's see what we got.
Yeah, just as I suspected.
What is it?
It's stuck.
Think you could elaborate on that a little?
That's a jump to guide rail. It's going to take at least half hour to fix.
All right, that's it. I'm going to jump down there and climb in through the trap door.
Well, could that cause the elevator to fall?
Like a rock. No, but don't worry. An elevator like that could fall 18 stories and not have a scratch.
But what about the people inside?
Well, you hose it out, it's good as new.
You get up there and you fix that elevator now!
All right. Keep your shirt on.
Mac, there's a childbirth manual on my desk in the office.
I got a feeling we're getting close to showtime, sir.
Is there room for a person to lie down in there?
Full-grown man, two women, and a midget with a camera. Just an estimate.
I don't know, buddy. I don't think I should be allowed to be a mother. Look how I've screwed up my own life so far. I got married in an Italian restaurant. My husband's gone. Now I'm having a baby in an elevator.
Well, that's not so unusual.
It's not?
No. Of course, you're talking to a guy who once rode across France on a stationary bicycle. But I'm feeling much better now.
Hey, Mac.
Tony! What the hell?
I'm sorry about that, Mac. I just didn't want Sullivan to see me until I had a chance to talk to one of you guys.
But I thought you were in...
South America, I was, but we busted the guy we were after.
What'd you do, hide behind a desk and give him a heart attack?
I'll tell you about that later. How's Sullivan?
Sullivan? Oh, she's busy, very busy.
You know, I hope she's not too busy for me. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking during the 10 months I've been gone.
9 months.
9 months? You sure?
Oh, very sure.
Anyway, I realized I really screwed up pushing her to get married the way I did, you know? I'm not surprised she had second thoughts about me and my job and everything.
Well, I'm sure it was tough. See ya.
Wait, you gotta help me. Look, I know Sullivan didn't file the marriage license. Is she dating anybody?
No, I don't think she'd feel dating would be appropriate.
Wait. So you think there's a chance she still loves me?
Why don't you ask her yourself? Come on.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Think she'll be surprised?
Not as much as you'll be.
Okay, Christine, I want you to focus on the picture just like we practiced, okay? Remember the picture we agreed on?
Yes, right. I'm focusing.
Okay, inhale. You're at the royal wedding. And exhale. Doesn't Di look beautiful?
Sir, I found a doctor.
Good going, Bull.
Oh, she's down there. She's going to have a baby any minute. All right.
Hello, Christine. I'm Dr. Zimmerman. How are you feeling?
I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, that's certainly understandable. However, I also hear a lot of anger and resentment in your voice.
What?
Christine, did you ever see your father naked?
What the hell kind of doctor are you?
I have a PhD in psychology from Tufts.
Oh, thank God, doctor, you're here. I think I'm having an anxiety attack, and I did see my parents naked.
Well,
get him out of here and find some paramedics.
I see we've got some power issues that we need to work out. Here, let me give you my card.
All right, Christine. Now picture that the royal family is following Chuck and Di as they leave the altar. The Queen Mother is wearing a butt-ugly hat.
Oh, I think something's about to happen.
Buddy, what do you see?
A lot more than I bargained for when I woke up this morning.
Let me through. Sir, here's the manual.
Great, thank you, Mac. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Judge.
All right, buddy. Tony?
Tony? My Tony?
Yes, Sullivan, it's me.
Tony! When did you get back?
Just now. Hey, listen, we have to talk. What are you doing down there anyway?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Well, the elevator is stuck and she's having...
I'm having a toothache.
Boy, Christine, this just isn't your day.
So, Tony, what do you want to talk about?
Now? In front of everybody?
We'd only grill her later anyway.
Well, I know I told you how much my job meant to me and everything, but when I was down in Colombia, I realized my job was nothing if it meant I had to be without you.
Really?
If you'll take me back, I'll hang up my badge. What do you say? You know her better than I do. Is that a yes?
Yes!
Christine, that's terrific! So you'll be my wife?
I'm gonna have your baby!
Of course you will! Someday.
How's today sound?
You mean she's... mine? But we only got together once.
We know.
Can you believe this? She's having my baby. She's having my baby. In an elevator. I'm going down.
No, Tony, you can't do that. The elevator jumped the guide rails. Any change of weight could cause it to plummet. Buddy, what's going on?
Well, I'm not real experienced with this, but I think I see ahead.
Come on, Christine, push!
Come on, Sullivan, you can do it!
Come on, push!
Come on, Sullivan!
Say, good news! It's got ears!
Did you hear that? It has ears!
Okay, everybody out of the way!
Where's the woman having a baby?
Down there!
Whoa! Pay dirt! We got a baby!
We got it rigged temporarily. She's coming up. All right. All you people, get out of here. No, not you guys.
All right, stand aside. Come on, fellas.
Oh, thank God you're here. You don't know what I've been through.
I know what you're going to go through if you don't get out of that chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Get that chair in here. What's going on? How is she? Is she all right? What about the baby?
Relax. They're both fine.
You saw my baby.
Cute as a button. Looks like Lee Iacocca.
You mean it's a boy?
You better hope it is.
It's a boy! It's a boy!
Tony, please. I prefer being on the giving end of Whisker Burn, you know?
Sullivan.
Oh, Tony, I'm so glad to see you.
You look beautiful. And so do you, my little bambino.
Isn't it the most precious thing you've ever seen?
It comes a close second. I am never, ever going to leave you again.
Hey, we better get you down to the hospital.
Yeah, he's right. Come on, guys.
Only one of you can go with us.
Oh, of course. Well, I'll keep you posted.
Hey, wait a minute. Why do you get to go?
Yeah, I can handle this, you know.
No, I'm the one in charge.
What are you in charge of?
Wait. Which one of you is the father?
Well, he is.
Let's go, Sullivan.
Wait a second. Harry, guys, how can I thank you for everything you've done?
Yeah, some help we were.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Operation Dork.
Oh, come on. I'm not just talking about tonight. I'm talking about the last 9 months. They gave me a baby shower. They talked me out of moving to Buffalo. They helped me through my Lamaze classes. Mostly, you made me feel like I'd never be alone.
Hey, don't look at me. All I did was get her stuck in the elevator.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been here for the birth of my son.
You want to hold him? Oh.
Your Honor, you guys had more to do with this than I did. You know what I mean.
Oh.
Look at that. Boy, I've seen some magic in my life, but nothing tops that.
Isn't he cute?
I like the haircut.
He's adorable.
Hey, Raj, you're not getting sentimental on this, huh?
Maybe. Want to make something out of it?
Ma'am, you really should be going.
Harry, could you tell the people at the office that I might not be in for a little while?
Yeah, what do you say, about 6 weeks?
Gosh, I don't know. I'll have to ask the men in my life.
Wait a minute. They forgot Christine's shoes.
Bull, are you all right?
Sure. In fact, my sciatic has never felt better.
Things to do today? Do them some other time. You're watching a My Time Marathon on TV Land, and you don't have to do anything but stay tuned for more.